and see what can happen at Chapman.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Here we go, Cofield and Company. Highest weighted sports talk show in the country. No, that's not a speech impediment. Weighted. Fatties. Chrissy, not a fatty. She's here. Adam Hill across the way. The slimmer of the two of us. I'm Steve Cofield. At ESPN Las Vegas is where you can find us on Twitter. At Steve Cofield, at Chrissy Paradis. And you know what? I'm not giving out your Twitter handle anymore because I feel like I'm just adding to the future lawsuit where you're not allowed to keep your Twitter handle.
That's fair.
Yeah. We had a big discussion about a paper versus a former employee and their Twitter account. You can check out yesterday's archives in the... Actually, Wednesday's archives in the middle of the show. Second hour, we talked about that at lvsportsnetwork.com.
That was Wednesday?
It was already Wednesday, I know. The week goes by quickly.
This week has definitely gone by very quickly. I don't know why.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, so much good talk.
That's true.
That was funny. Football! Well, it was already back with a Thursday night tilt a week ago. We had 12 games last night. Lots of stories. Overreaction Friday. And boy, oh boy, I'm going to be overreacting. We're going to get to Baker Mayfield multiple times throughout the show. We are going to lean on a football expert in about 12 minutes. Gooch from Comp will be in studio.
Football expert.
Yes. All right, we got to go back and review the story that came down around 4 o'clock. Some cat was lucky enough on the sidelines, media dude, to catch a video of Cam Newton and K-Benj having a discussion. Kelvin Benjamin ripping on Cam Newton earlier in the week, basically saying his career has not developed to where it should because he was playing with a lousy quarterback. Cam Newton decided, instead of, as so many athletes, and really a lot of us do, trading barbs on social media, you know what, bruh? I'm going to see you in Buffalo. Why don't we talk face-to-face?
It's the newest version of Meet Me in Temecula. Meet Me in Orchard Park. I'll be on the sidelines. And he came out during warm-ups, and the look up and down that Cam Newton gave Kelvin Benjamin was one of the greatest things ever.
Well, I'm going to give you another tactic that I thought was impressive. I thought about it. When you walk up to someone and they potentially could slug you, and you go with hands behind the back, that says a lot.
It's so aggressive.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would never do that. But
you're doing it right now.
I am doing it right now. But I'm not like leaning over you trying to get punched in the face.
I've seen you do it.
I don't think I had hands behind the back. I think I moved the face forward and said, go ahead.
Hands to the side, for sure.
Maybe. Yeah, it wasn't, definitely wasn't a old-timey boxing stance or anything like that.
I think you
but for Cam Newton to do it, Cam Newton's a big guy. I mean, we're talking about 6'5", 250. K-Benj is heavier, but, I mean, he's, what, 6'4", probably 260, 270, depending on his conditioning. He's a big guy. And Cam Newton came right in, bumped him, then followed him around the field, and finally Benjamin walked away, waved his hand at him, and it ended. After the game, neither one wanted to give any details.
As you would expect.
Really? I figured one would want to explain what was going on.
Cam Newton said everything he had to say by going up there with hands behind the back and looking him up and down and saying, like, what are you going to do, bro? I'm right here. What are you going to do about it? That was everything he needed to say. Kelvin Benjamin said everything he needed to say last week.
Yeah.
When he got it out there about, like, and the fact that he totally backed down in the confrontation, which, listen, I don't want him to punch him. It's ridiculous. But in the end, he pretended like something was going on in another part of the field and started to try to walk away. He's like, I got to go catch balls over here, which, no, you didn't. What is he going to go afterwards and be like, start talking tough after the incident when you completely walked away from it and everybody saw it? I don't think you'd do that either.
He said after the game, this is Benjamin, I wasn't even trying to listen.
Yeah.
That was it.
You weren't. You were trying to get away from there as fast as you could. You wanted out. Which, again, it sounds like a criticism. It's not. It's probably the smart thing to do. There's zero good that could come out of, what are you going to knock him down? You're going to punch him and try to knock him out? What are you supposed to do?
Coverage of this, what have you seen? What have you seen? Reaction?
Mostly humor. People love it. They're trying to make memes out of it. They're trying to make comments about, you know, first of all, the biggest thing, the song that was playing in the background was Air Force Ones, which is just, it's so Buffalo for, like, hey, we're playing the newest trendy rap songs. Air Force Ones is on. Like, okay. That was a solid part of the video.
Have you seen pats on the back for Cam or people mad at Cam?
I really haven't seen that much of either.
I'll give you a pat on the back. Not you, but Jeff Perlman.
Okay.
Writer said this is Cam Newton doing what you should do. Really? Is that right?
Well, I think he didn't. I think that in the general sense of somebody has said something about you, you're going to go approach him and give him a chance to explain it or double down on it, or whatever you're going to do.
That's what he says. He says someone says something about you, you don't DM them. You don't blast them on Twitter. You approach directly. And he said Kelvin Benjamin looks small. Sad by comparison.
True, but I mean, I think Cam did it in an aggressive way. I think that takes away some of, you know, giving him the credit for being the big man in this, of saying, hey, if you have a problem, like, let's discuss it. It wasn't like he walked up on him very aggressively. Even though it was hands behind the back, it was a pretty aggressive hands behind the back stance. Like, okay, here I am. If you want to hit me, you can swing first because my hands are behind my back, but let's go. It was an aggressive approach.
Have you seen? See, I'm surprised. You know what I think happened today is there's only so many stories people can embrace. And we'll get to what President Trump tweeted. But this, to me, is fodder for folks who may be anti-black quarterback, might have a little, yeah, part of their game is to kind of push back on, if they're white, on other races. And I'm surprised I didn't see, hey, Cam Newton, stop acting like a thug. You're the leader of your franchise, to use what Colin Cowherd says all the time. You know, essentially, you're the CEO. You can't behave like that. What if Kelvin Benjamin punched him in the face and broke his jaw, or, you know, knew MMA and went into a flying armbar and broke his throwing arm?
Well, I think Cam Newton knows.
I would think that's coming. I didn't see it today. Maybe someone said it, you know, that Cam Newton was acting, you know, thug-like, like, you know, Kyle Farnsworth or
Geno Smith.
Well, Geno Smith was on the wrong end of it.
Right, but what if maybe he approached that way?
I was looking more for the aggressor.
Maybe Geno was the aggressor, and that's why he got knocked out.
I was looking more for a thug like Grayson Allen.
Gotcha. True.
I think that's coming. There's something valid to it. The thug part is stupid, but there's something valid to, dude. And believe me, I'm not the one to be lecturing others on show some self-control. Don't put yourself in a bad position. But when you step back, like there was some danger there. Like if something happens, this is your franchise.
Of course, you have to.
If he goes down, then you know you just sign Colin. Actually, maybe they could now. Things have changed with ownership, but there's a big risk.
Of course there is. I think that people have a hard time putting that together when nothing happens. Like, I do think that there's sometimes a tough jump for people to say, what if something would have happened when nothing did happen at all and they saw it play out? It's tough for people to play out those hypotheticals, but on some level it's absolutely true of you're putting yourself in that position, especially the way you did it. Hands me on the back. If you want to punch me, go ahead. And by the way, that could cost our team games, could cost our team wins if I get like knocked out and my jaw broken, or I get my orbital broken or something like that that happens in this case. Now, I think Cam Newton knows enough about Kelvin Benjamin to know he hasn't trained anything ever, so he's not going to have any way to hurt you.
His strength is not hand speed?
Yeah.
With his arms all blubbery and gelatinous?
Right. So I think he felt safe. But certainly you're putting yourself in a bad position.
It's a good point. You sort of calculate the enemy, and if you've been around him, you know that K-Benj is not going to go crazy.
He's not doing any extra training.
All right, time to overreact. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. Gooch is coming in here. We're going to talk some Hard Knocks. We're going to talk Baker Mayfield. Off the air on Wednesday, he and I were getting into it a little bit, and I was like, I didn't like what I saw from Baker Mayfield in Hard Knocks. I know it's a reality show, but his attitude... blah, 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 blah. And he was like, what? So watching the game last night, going back and watching the passes, I'm just going to go through just some notes I took as I was watching passes. Like from, they showed all 11. Well, did they show all 20? Whatever. They showed a lot of his passes. Some of the reactions that I took down in terms of notes. Let's see. Screen pass, just guns it. Dropped. So I was just like, yikes, take some mustard off it, bro. Because he does have a great arm. And the scouts are like, he throws everything hard. That's not a great thing. That's Michael Vick.
Yeah.
You know, you got it. You got to show some touch. Although, if he turns out to be Michael Vick, that's a pretty good player. He misses on a fade to the left side of the field towards the end zone. I thought he overthrew it. Check that. Underthrew it. Got rushed a little bit. Under duress. The touchdown pass to Njoku. Uh-oh. Here we go. Now it gets good. I mean, that was patient.
Yeah.
You're talking young quarterback. 2, 3, 4. I mean, it's tucking in runtime. He waited. His first receiver, I think it was a wheel route to Chubb. Not there. Finds Njoku in traffic. Pretty good throw. That was nice. He had a scramble later on, running right. Got Callaway. I mean, a gun and right on the money. That was nice from Baker Mayfield. And then the touchdown, which winds up, you know, going the distance on a 7-yard slant. But the pass had to be there. It was right on the freaking hands. Beautiful pass. You know, we'll get Gooch's thought on this. Football expert from Comp, Browns fan. But I'm going to say, based on what I saw, B. Now, I've got people, we've actually got the audio of one NFL analyst who said he thought it was the greatest preseason debut by a rookie ever.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small. Keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
Where have you always wanted to go? That place on your bucket list. Book it today on MyFlightSearch.com. The best rates on flights, hotels, and car rentals mean you can book your bucket list trip right now. Start dreaming today. Visit MyFlightSearch.com.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia. On Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback for the Browns, on first down play, throws it down the left side and completes it over Janoris Jenkins. What a catch made by Jarvis Landry, the former Dolphin, a gain of 32.
Got some pressure and he had to throw the ball off his back foot, but he's very accurate. He put it up there and Landry's such a good athlete. Went up and got it.
Giants TV on the call.
It's always a fun mystery. I'm Cofield and Company. Adam across the way. Chrissy's here. It's Cofield. You hear Browns success there and number two Browns fan in the building.
Number two?
Gooch from Comp is here with us. Number one is lifelong Browns fan, Adam Hill.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay, yes. I forgot.
Lifelong.
Lifelong. Been there. Been there from the jump. Thank suffering you. With me every step of the way.
Thank you for playing that highlight because, you know, as you know, as Browns fans, any win is a good win for us. We'll take it. We'll take it from last night.
Yes. It was
the winning culture now. You got to win in the preseason instead of the winning in the regular season.
There was a feeling of elation. After last night's preseason game, I immediately went and bought a ticket to Minnesota for February because Cleveland's going all the way. It's that obvious.
Well, that's awesome. You'll be watching nothing in Minnesota because I think the Super Bowl is in Houston this year, isn't it?
I thought it was in Minnesota. Where the hell is it? I Googled it. I said, where was the Super Bowl played this year? It said Minnesota. I'm like, I'm going with that joke.
Yeah, this year.
I'm doubling down on the joke.
Where's 2019? Chrissy, get that for us, please.
Dude, that was Google's fault.
We have internet back, but some of us don't have computers today.
If you said, where was the Super Bowl this year?
Don't go too deep on it, please. We have a lot of.
I just don't like you blaming Google.
Well, I thought I should have said this season. I think I did say this season.
Operator error.
I think I did say this season. I think I would imagine Google would be smart enough to figure out what I was talking about. Come on.
Chrissy Google. Whispers Atlanta. Atlanta, you can go. That's a better trip for many.
Atlanta. Yeah. Get some real Coke.
Go hang out with Ray Lewis. If anything happens, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I like it. Here's some bleach, Ray. Got a little something on your suit.
All right, so what do you think of Baker Mayfield?
I will tell you, it's been a long, long, long time. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie quarterback for Cleveland, you got to understand.
Ever.
Like step into the pocket and keep his eyes down the field. Like usually with all the other quarterbacks, they would if their first read wasn't there, they would immediately panic. Like this guy, he just looked like he was in total confidence the whole way through. Tim Couch, I love Tim Couch. I think if Tim Couch would have had the team that Tyrod Taylor inherited now, I think Tim Couch could have done something. But when you had that awful offensive line and their wide receiver was Kevin Johnson, who was a second round pick, that was his best wide receiver. He had nobody.
Does Adam remember any of this from his old Browns fan days?
Yeah, he does.
A lot about Tim Couch. Would he know the rebirth of a franchise, him coming out of Kentucky? It was great.
Me and Adam kissed when they drafted Tim Couch, number one overall. We were like, we got our guy. He was Mr. Basketball one year. We got our guy.
So what's your grade on Mayfield for game one?
I would say, I mean, it would be an A. I mean, like, it was the way he – am I going too far?
You gave him a B.
A B? Why a B?
I was raving about him earlier.
Because
I don't give A's against the second and third unit.
You're totally right. But again, he was also playing with the second unit. Mm-hmm. So it's like
He had a couple starters out there.
He did have Njoku out there. Callaway was in there.
Njoku
might be a starter, probably a backup.
But the thing is, though, is Callaway's still a rookie. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were some drops that he made as well. And I mean,
give him an A. I thought he made some awesome throws.
That's basically where I'm at.
The problem with giving him an A is then what would Tyrod get?
Tyrod also gets an A.
Plus, plus, plus.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can't.
I'm not going to say plus, plus, plus.
Yeah. If you give Mayfield an A, you would have to. He was infinitely better.
Infinitely. Infinitely better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Folks, this will be a recurring theme throughout the season. I'm not saying Gooch doesn't like Tygod, but Adam loves Tyrod Taylor. So Adam last night, as he was watching the game, was absolutely rooting against Baker Mayfield.
I think
you're going to be rooting for Baker Mayfield.
No, I'm going
to
be
not for Tyrod to lose his job, but this Baker versus Tyrod thing in the building between you two, oh boy.
Well, number one, this is Adam. So anything that he says, you just got to go, Adam, you just like tousle his hair a little bit. You little lamb, you cute little lamb. You know, because you're just going to say things that are going to try and fire some people up. And obviously, like, I love how
what
you want Baker.
You have with Tyrod?
I don't have a problem with Tyrod. Yeah, I want Tyrod to start.
Three pluses.
Clearly, infinitely better than Baker Mayfield.
Infinitely. Infinitely better.
Like, it's the starting defense.
Infinitely.
5 for 5.
Yes.
Every throw was perfect.
Infinitely better. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're making it out like this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to get me to slam Tyrod Taylor. I'm not going to. I like the guy.
I'm just asking, how could you give Baker Mayfield an A? You have to have something above that.
Okay.
For what you give Tyrod how he played.
I will give Baker, because number one, Tyrod Taylor also had the starters out there. He also had the starting offensive
against
line.
He
also had the starting wide receivers. You don't think that having upgraded people around you doesn't increase your play as well? I'm not saying that he would have done just as good with the second team unit, but there is something to be said about that. So, I mean, I just think that if Baker Mayfield would have played with the starters, I'm not going to say he would have went 5 for 5, but again, his very first taste of NFL action, I am going to give an A for that. And I do take that in consideration. Now, am I going to say that he looked as poised as Tyrod Taylor did? No, because again, it's not his first NFL snap ever.
So I said to you off the air, Thursday, after watching Hard Knocks, I'm like, I didn't like the way Baker Mayfield came off. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I did take a I took
You're like,
I was like, beg pardon, sir? How dare you?
Now, Adam, you talked to four people about Mayfield on Hard Knocks and what they say.
It was two and two. Two people thought he was obnoxious, over the top, ridiculous, the most arrogant person they could imagine.
Yep.
And the other two were like, I really liked him. Like, it's very much.
He's a polarizing guy.
Here's the thing. He's a polarizing guy because, again, remember when he got drafted? Remember how mad I was because I'm an Ohio State fan? When he planted that flag in the middle of the stadium, I wanted to murder him, dude. I wanted to kill him.
He's cocky.
But I didn't see. But the one thing is, though, is when I was watching the show, I did get an era of confidence around him. You know, you do get that. Like, the guy feels like he could do it all because he's constantly being told he can't. Even when he was the number one overall pick, very rarely do you see that many people erupt like that when somebody makes that number one overall pick. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw that much speculation on the first overall pick when it came to a quarterback, because usually there's one that's like head and shoulders better than the rest, and then the rest.
But he came from out of nowhere the last couple of days, so there was a lot of outrage. People were laughing at the Browns.
Right.
Shock.
Right. So, I mean, again,
and the cocky attitude. Listen, you need that.
When you were counted out as much as that guy is, you probably when you're counted out as much as that guy is last night, by the way,
he's a hero.
Did you hear?
No, I agree.
He's a hero. I remember when Baker Mayfield pulled four kids out of a burning building, and then he went back in.
He's the ultimate underdog.
Exactly.
You got to root for him.
I love him. No,
can I tell you who the ultimate underdog is?
Tyrod Taylor. Yes, he is.
He's a 6 foot tall black quarterback.
That's
an underdog in the NFL.
This is really what I want the Browns to do. I would love it if they would sign Tyrod Taylor to a 2-year extension.
But now is dumber than giving Mayfield an A and even liking Mayfield.
Because, again,
this is stupid.
No, because I want to see like how things like stretch out. Because how long was Aaron Rodgers better than Brett Favre is what I want to know. Like, I mean, you couldn't start Aaron Rodgers at any point over Brett Favre because he was Brett Favre.
Right, and I like Tyrod Taylor. He's not Adam. Don't do it.
Yeah, because he doesn't make mistakes like that.
He's not Brett Favre. He doesn't have the equity that Brett Favre had. Stop. Cut it out, please.
So much better. God,
you're a moron.
By the way, let me tell you something.
Dude, just get off the... Just stop saying that. They're not signing Tyrod long term.
No.
This is a 1-year deal.
I know.
Tyrod's going somewhere else. The challenge now for Tyrod Taylor is to win early and keep his job. Because this is my worry about Mayfield and the Browns. Now, this glass half full, almost overflowing, is that you might actually have two quarterback options.
Yeah,
like, you never have one.
That's what I'm getting at.
So that's a good thing. But my only wish for Mayfield is, be a team player. Don't be a jackass when people poke you about a quarterback controversy, because we're going to do it.
Yes.
So don't freaking upset the rhythm. When your opportunity comes, it's going to come. Just be careful in what you're saying. But I think he could be one of the big contributors to potentially splitting up the team early and the team losing, and then he'll get the job.
See,
but I just do not want to see him.
Dude, I read every single story about this team. And there is nothing bad coming out of in the building. Okay.
Yet.
You're right.
Not bad about him.
But what I'm talking about as far as him being a team player. I mean, again, for example, when he got hit with those questions by Colin Cowherd, and he absolutely stepped up to the plate and destroyed Colin. Colin looked like a dummy at that point. This has been happening at every single press conference.
Dude said that. The great Colin Cowherd. We love him. You can hear him over on Fox Sports Radio on Fox 1340. Love Fox. Love Fox.
Love it.
Make sure you listen to my show tonight, 11 o'clock Pacific, straight out of Vegas. Mr. Cowherd is a wonderful person, but go ahead.
He is great.
No, Mayfield did stand up for himself.
Colin Cowherd grabbed all those kids out of that burning building and saved the kitten.
That Baker Mayfield left behind, yeah.
But, me too. That is a real story.
But all I'm saying is with Baker Mayfield, I just think that he's smart enough to say the right things. And even when they were asking, when they said he goes, look, I'm not ever going to prepare like I'm the backup.
I have to
prepare like I'm the starter. You didn't like
that? No, I didn't like that.
But see, the thing is I like that because I like somebody who's taking the job as seriously as he should be right now, knowing that this is the NFL and there's at any moment he could go in there.
Except
at any moment.
Hugh Jackson already talked to him about getting there on time early with Tyrod, and he basically blew him off and walked away.
See, I heard him say yes, sir.
He's the coach!
He said yes, sir!
He's a lame duck coach. Show him respect.
Why don't you get in when five gets in? Like, he does his own thing, man. Well, why don't you do your own thing?
His own thing? Well, that's your thing. Get in here.
I understand, but again, what if his own thing is just sitting in a dark room for 2 hours and not doing anything? What if his own thing is like meditating inside the building? I mean, we don't know what his own thing is. It
could
be
your boss tells you to be there when the other quarterback is there, you're there.
He could be making juice.
Is that what he's doing? He's juicing at home?
That's what it is, yes. That's what he's doing.
Legal juicing.
Yes, legal juicing, not.
All right.
No. I like Tyrod Taylor, and the only reason, I just think when you are as good of a guy as he is and as good of a player as he is, I think Buffalo made a huge, gigantic mistake. But at the same time, Adam, and I know...
Wait, you still think they made a mistake on...
Buffalo? I think Buffalo made a huge mistake.
I'm sorry, okay. I misunderstood.
I think Buffalo made a huge mistake because I think Josh Allen's going to be a joke. But again, Tyrod Taylor, I couldn't wait to tell Adam this too. What do you think Baker Mayfield was rated in Madden?
Oh, no.
What do you think it was, Steve?
I don't know.
81. What do you think Tyrod Taylor was rated in Madden?
What does it have to be? By your standard, 90?
It would have to be at least 85.
81.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Oh, no.
I went and got it yesterday, and guess what?
When I saw both of them
were the same like rating, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to trade Tyrod for a third rounder.
Wow.
Got my third rounder back.
I don't play Madden, but those sons of, you know what?
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Both are 81? That's a contra... Here we go. That's going to be on Hard Knocks. How is Baker Mayfield going to answer that one? Madden says you're as good as the starting quarterback. You should be out there.
I just want to know at what point does the coaching staff ever, at this point, let's just say Baker Mayfield is playing out of his mind in practice. Tyrod is still is struggling a little bit, but the team is winning. At what point when do you make that call?
You don't.
For the team.
You don't.
Yeah, see.
If the team is winning, then Tyrod's going to keep the job.
I'd say I agree with that.
Adam?
But what happens at the end of the year? What happens if Tyrod Taylor leads them all the way to the playoffs?
Then Mayfield doesn't play this year.
Do you franchise him?
No.
Next year?
No. You.
Okay, see, I think that's what Buffalo should have done.
You let him walk.
Buffalo had him for another year.
They should have kept him for another year. But I mean, it's like if let's just say they made the same trades that they did this year to get Josh Allen, then you do the same thing.
Well, if you're Buffalo, if a player leads you to the playoffs at quarterback for the first time in 20 years, if he's black, you trade him.
Oh, okay.
Do you realize? Think about the lunacy of what we're discussing here, and this will play out through the season. And Gooch, we appreciate the time. Think about this. We have just discussed you have too many good quarterbacks. And you're worried about what the team is going to do with Tyrod Taylor when you make the playoffs. You're 1-31 the last 2 years.
No. You said when. I did not say when. I said if. I said if. And I'm not the only one who's been saying stuff.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
It's Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Gabe proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh,
AT&T. Adam, get up. Down on the knee there.
Quite a moment.
It was good, actually. It was very good. Any clue who was singing that?
No.
It was actually former Bay Area pitcher Barry Zito.
Really?
Play it again. Play the beginning again if you can. I think we're going to have the Cofield and Company pop on this. So what?
It's Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Barry Zito. What kind of high voice? Barry Zito. All right, that's good. All right, you heard it. Yeah, he's very talented.
I knew he was a musician, guitar player.
Yeah, guitar player. All right, here's the intro as, he was actually doing a duet.
Performing the national anthem at Candlestick Park. And as we pay tribute to him on this very special evening, please welcome forever giant Barry Zito and Miss Sunshine Garcia Becker.
So she sort of dominated the song. Yeah. He's pretty quiet. She's good. She was really good.
Yeah, that was solid.
And I had no idea he was that much into music.
Oh, yeah. He put out albums when he was playing.
I didn't know that. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a difference between, like, Bernie Williams, who's, a jazz guitarist?
Yeah.
And a guy who might be the front man for a band.
Barry Zito is like the John Mayer of Major League Baseball.
You know, it's funny. One of the links actually said, was it Barry Zito or John Mayer? Sort of looked like him. He had glasses on and the hair. The hair, whatever that is. The good hair. Not like mine. The good hair.
So he's Becky.
So that was good. That was better than Stephen Brault. Is that how you say his name? Brault? Brault?
Bro? I don't know.
No, the Pirates pitcher, he struggled. It's not easy. It's not easy. And it is good when you bring a woman out there who can really sing. Then you just kind of sing, sing background.
Probably the strategy.
All right.
It's a good move.
I'm guessing that Zito's probably not your style.
It's fine. A little guitar.
Christy, can we play him? Did you like this when you listened to it? You don't have a microphone. Hold on. Let's play it, and we'll get your reaction. Here's Barry Zito by himself.
One thing I've learned from all these damn mistakes of mine, it's never worth the chase when chasing temporary highs. But I had to try. Yeah, the world's got a seat on top. I saw it once, it wasn't what I thought. I came back down, now I'm better off. I may not know the secret to life, but I know what it's not.
Hey, it's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty good. I'd like that style of music. I don't know, it's like some folksy, like, guitar. I don't know, like. What does that mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got like super Kelvin Benjamin / Cam Newton style right then.
Well, you should walk over to stand over him with your
should
hands
I?
Behind your back.
I know.
And I guarantee he won't do anything.
No. It's real
tough across the console.
Like, right?
I gotta do something over there. Like Kelvin Benjamin did.
Adam Scurry's. Gotta get back to pre-show, in-show warm-ups.
You're gonna catch passes over this way.
He's good. He's good. Yeah. Now, think about what's changed the last 3 years, right? I like the national anthem. I like a good rendition. I like a bad rendition. I do. I really enjoy it. Like, that lady added some little wrinkles to it. She was good. It was cool watching Barry Zito sing. But now it's become, for most people, because there are sides to this, I think there's a middle of people who don't care. Now it's become, in some ways, a negative thing. And it's funny, I don't know how I forgot. I guess I'm just feeble and old, just losing it. Chrissy, nodding. Like a really strong nod on the feeble and old.
Sorry. Can't help it.
Yesterday we're talking about 12 games. NFL's back. Preseason. Not for 1 second. All day. Before, during, and after the show was I like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen tonight with the anthem and the player activism. I never thought about it. I totally forgot about it. Because it's never at the front of my thoughts. But then
agree.
It stirs up, and I guess there are folks out there who are like, yeah, because the players,
Keep taking the knees, putting the fist up.
Yeah. So I don't know who's to blame. Is it the players who do it, the people who react, or as some people believe overreact? We're going to get to what, yes, of course, my guy, President Trump, did react to it. But Adam, had you thought about, hey, this is the official beginning of another year of the national anthem stuff?
Actually, yeah.
You did?
Because I saw...
You're better than me.
Because I saw people tweeting about it, and I saw people discussing it and what's going to happen. Now, I thought it'd be more, and I still do believe it's going to be more of a week one thing. Like, I think there's mass plans for week one. At least I hope so.
Amongst the players.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I hope so. But, I mean, I certainly saw it being discussed and talked about. But, again, if you are at a game and you notice it, there's something wrong with you. Like, shouldn't you be honoring the flag and looking at the flag and not looking at the players to see what they're doing?
What do you do? I mean, what's the event that you're at where they play? Well, you're at... Do you look around at the hockey games to see what people are doing? In a crowd?
I'm actually still working.
Do you even get up?
Yeah, I stand up to work, but I'm working. Like, the 25 minutes before a hockey game, like, we are in full out. You're finding scratches. You're finding last minute lineups, all that stuff. Like, you're posting all that stuff. So I mean, that's all work. So yeah, I'm standing up, but I'm typing. I'm working. I have to. I can't take that time off. But I'm certainly not looking at what people are doing. And
Norm, UNLV basketball games, I usually just stand there and think to myself and watch the singer. Usually, that's about it. I don't look around. There's not a check to make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. Because no. I don't know what they're supposed to do. Because you do what you want.
If you're doing that and complaining about somebody not honoring the anthem in the right way, you're being disingenuous.
Actually, my description was inaccurate. Last year, outside of about three home games, I just sat in the back.
Yeah.
Because that's now what I do.
A good way to do it. I mean,
I usually walk out or sit in the back.
They clearly should not be playing the anthem at games. That's 100% obvious, easy thing. There's no way they should do it. They didn't. It's not like they've been doing it forever. They started it.
As a way to make money off of patriotism.
Mostly as a monetary decision.
Mm-hmm.
So just stop.
Right.
And if you start saying, like, oh, that's my time to be patriotic, or that's... No, it was a money thing. They were making money off of it.
So
that's
last night, here's the roll call. It's crazy that people watch for this stuff. Dolphins, Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson kneeling. Teammate Bobby Quinn raised a fist. Philly, Malcolm Jenkins, who's been showing his own form of protest for a couple of years now. He and Devontae Bousby raised their fist. Jaguars, Telvin Smith, Jalen Ramsey, Len Fournette, TJ Yeldon waited in the tunnel. Seahawks, Quentin Jefferson. Wasn't he the guy who almost climbed into the crowd last year? Was that at Tennessee? Is he the one who wanted to beat some ass? Brandon Jackson and Dwayne Brown. Remember, Brown was pretty active when he was part of the Texans. We think he was traded because of that. He's with the Seahawks. Those three guys on the Seahawks waited in the tunnel. Quinn said, this is Robert Quinn, former Ram, now Dolphin, as a black man in this world, I've got an obligation to raise awareness. If no one wants to live in unity, that's why we're in the situation we're in.
Yeah.
Stills, it just happened that way. When I'm on a knee, most of the time I'm praying, and thank God for having Albert, his teammate next to me. Being part of this protest hasn't been easy. I thought I was going to be there by myself. Today I had an angel with me. With Albert being out there, I'm grateful. He sees what's happening, and he wants to do something as well. The NFL reaction. This dude McCarthy, one of their PR people. There has been no change in the NFL's policy regarding the national anthem. Is there a policy? I thought it was suspended, and it's on hold.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I guess that means there's no change from last year? I don't know what that means.
He states the rule that they put into place. The anthem will continue to be played before every game, and all player and non-player personnel on the field at that time are expected to stand during the presentation of the flag and performance of the anthem. Personnel who do not wish to do so can choose to remain in the locker room. So is it suspended or not? And he said, we remain committed to working with the players to identify solutions and to continue making progress on important social issues affecting our communities.
Yeah, nobody buys that. But
the rule is suspended as they work on it? It's pending or it's in place?
I thought it was
And if
suspended.
It's in place, then I guess we have to go next level with the Dolphins. Steve Ross and the Dolphins said players will be disciplined. I don't remember reading when that release came out and then kind of disappeared quickly. Were they talking about regular season games or any game?
I don't think they thought that far ahead.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I
Stills think... and Wilson, what are they going to get? Fined? Suspended?
Well, I thought they
Let's
I
do
thought
this.
Their second offense are supposed to be kicked out of the league, according to the president.
Well, we'll get to what he's saying, because obviously he doesn't have jurisdiction over the National Football League. That's an opinion. But the Dolphins said, hey, they're going to be strict rules. The league then said, hey, everything's suspended. Then Brian McCarthy, the spokesperson, just came out and said the rule's in place.
Let's
start doing this.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows what the rule is. I don't think they know when they're going to put it into effect. I don't think they know what the repercussions are.
It's pretty amazing. Adam's got a couple of players who actually wore T-shirts. So I want to hit that. And yes, President Trump did have some comments, very thought-provoking comments about some of the activism last night from the NFL players.
The crew over at Finley Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, patients receive a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Universal Men's Clinic will work with you to find the best medical solution. Their electronic record keeping allows their professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Their care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let them help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
I'm going to show you how to get top dollar for your home. You're going to love the money you make and refer all your family and friends. Your experience will be nothing short of amazing. Hi, I'm Aaron Taylor, the real estate guy, Nevada's number one real estate professional with over 22 years of experience and over 5,000 homes sold. Call me today for an amazing real estate experience. I'll buy your distressed home, giving you cash in 5 days, cash advance in 24 hours if needed, free attorney representation, and cash back for your short sale. And for traditional sales, I know every trick in the book to get you the most money possible. Call me today, 702-310-6683, and see the value of the real estate guy. 702-310-MOVE, or go to therealestateguylv.com and see see our reviews. 048 Realty, call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Contractor license 0079414.
Someone asked one of my technicians the other day, is Ken Goodrich a real guy, or is that just an actor hired by your advertising agency? Well, let me pull out my driver's license. Kenneth D. Goodrich. Hey, I'm a real guy. And I really did hold the flashlight for my dad while we worked on air conditioners at night. And I really did buy Gettle air conditioning because Dad taught me Gettle was the best. And Dad really did teach me to replace the screws that the other guys left out. And he really did teach me to do things the right way, not the easy way. So that's what I teach my guys too. And my installers really do take 7 specific photos of the air conditioners they install, and they can't leave your house until I see those photos because I insist that your new AC be installed perfectly, picture perfect. And my dog Sadie really does meet all new employees, and if Sadie doesn't like them, I don't hire them. Gettle, we're not imaginary. We're as real gets. G-O-E-T-T-L.
Odds are you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
Join the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas on Thursday, August 16th for their fall mixer at Bandita Latin Kitchen and Cantina. Located near the Howard Hughes Center, this night of food, fun, and philanthropy goes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with 20% off food and beverage purchases to benefit families with sick or injured children. Plus, you'll have a chance to win amazing raffle prizes that night. More information, visit rmhlv.org.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
Can't touch this.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Barkley gets the first touch. Barkley makes a few miss. That's why he was second overall out across the 50 and chased out at the Browns 48-yard line. A 39-yard run on his first touch.
See, he's there in the hole. He reads it. Good stutter step, good balance and vision.
He went right around Emmanuel Agba, and then he showed the speed as he turned it outside.
Saquon Barkley, Giants call there, big run. Question for you. We were just talking about the beginning of the activism during the games. A lot of people want to call it anthem protest. Handful of players back in the tunnel raising a fist. Others took a knee. We'll get to my guy, President Trump, and his tweets. If we know that the Giants are kind of gutless, because they Mara actually admitted that they couldn't sign Kaepernick because he was afraid of the fans. If this rule stays in place and teams can take their own action, if Saquon Barkley took a knee, do you think the Giants would suspend Saquon Barkley? Wouldn't that be the ultimate test? Like high level players doing it.
Of course it
is. Like you're suspended.
Of course. What if Aaron Rodgers does it? I mean, that's the ultimate.
That would be interesting. You found a couple of players who their protest was to wear some T-shirts?
Yeah, a couple of the Eagles players. Yesterday, Malcolm Jenkins, for one, wore a shirt that said, more than 60% of prison populations are people of color. Alshon Jeffrey wore a shirt that said nearly 5,000.
These were on the T-shirts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nearly 5,000 kids are in adult prisons and jails. Hashtag schools, not prisons. What a bunch of jerks.
So that effort at activism is actually pushing back or pushing for prison reform and fixes to the justice system.
And education system.
And the education system. Those are all good things we should be discussing.
Yeah, I'm sure not. I'm sure that's an outrage. It's unacceptable. Not the right time. I'm sure that those things are coming.
Was that all the T-shirts?
Yeah. Oh, there's a 1.68 million formerly incarcerated citizens of Florida do not have the right to vote. Hashtag voter registration. There's several of them that the Eagles players are wearing.
Oh, there was like seven points there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But why don't they talk about what they really care about? Why don't they express what their protests are about? Here they are.
Here's a t-shirt.
They always have.
My guy Trump, the Prez, said NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their, quote, outrage, unquote, at something that most of them are unable to define. You just read the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we've read quotes from active players repeatedly.
Over and over and over and over again.
Has he not seen them? That to me, that's troubling.
That is absolutely their talking point. That is.
Well, this
listen,
is the president's. I don't know who there is, but this is the president saying it. So let's concentrate on him.
It's.
They're outraged at something that most of them are unable to define.
Right, but he gets his marching orders from Fox News, and Fox News says this all the time, that the players have never, they've never expressed what their protests are about, which is
there's some loaded,
patently untrue.
Loaded statements in here.
Of course there is.
Most of them are unable to define. Then they make a good fortune doing what they love. They make a good fortune doing what they love, which is very effective smear job on athletes, because before any of this, sports radio is always loved, and especially listeners, some of them, always loved complaining about how much athletes make. He followed it up with a tweet that said, be happy, be cool.
Be cool.
Hey! I like that. Be cool. The fans. A football game that fans are paying so lots of O's. Much money to watch and enjoy is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to the players anyway. Now, you know that one drives me nuts.
Of course.
There's a defined split of revenue between the owners and the players.
So obnoxious.
I mean, you have to give him credit. The statements in this are so effective. Like, they're such good talking points to be anti-player. The money part. Twice he says it. They make a fortune, and most of the money in the NFL goes to the players anyway. Find another way to protest, stand proudly for your national anthem, or be suspended without pay.
Now, if you
pay
look
wasn't long. I just wanted to do that because there was an exclamation point at the end.
If you look at the post, it was exactly 3 minutes after the Fox News report, which stated all those same things. So that's about how long it took him to compose the tweet, obviously, as soon as he finished watching the report. Then he posted it. Also, I did check with our favorite lawyer, legal insider Justin Watkins, about this, because people always say the league disciplining players is not a First Amendment issue because private businesses do not have the same responsibility to the Constitution that the government does. However, this is the head of the government proposing a penalty for a player based on speech that should be a First Amendment violation. However, as Justin said, it's his personal Twitter, which I would absolutely have an argument with that in court because it's already been ruled not his personal Twitter. He's not allowed to block people.
Can the executive branch sue Donald Trump to get his Twitter account back?
Yeah, they should.
Once he's out of office.
It's already been ruled it's not his personal Twitter. He's not allowed to block people because it's government speech. And then second, he isn't insisting that the government will or won't do something if the players aren't suspended, even though it could be implied. So it's not technically. He's just suggesting that they have a penalty, not saying that there will be one from the government.
That's why we have a legal insider clean these things up.
But at the same time, I think the from his personal Twitter could be argued. He's not allowed to block people. It's not necessarily his personal Twitter.
Are there TV people actually say? Because now I'm stuck on the side issue here about the money that players make. Are there TV folks who actually have the balls to say that football players make too much money?
Of course there is.
When doing what we do, and I'm not at their level, but are you kidding me? We have sports personalities who make, the top five guys make in excess of $5 million. Our top newscasters and talk show hosts make giganto money.
We learned yesterday that Britney Spears made $57 million last year.
Wow. I guess if someone likes a source, they'll believe anything.
Yeah.
You know? But that's crazy. It's here, folks. It's here. Adam thinks it'll...